when you walk into chapels, it's amazing that it's only been open for 25 years. Anybody who loves sports, you can walk into chapels and see a bit of your childhood. You know, Jim was a small town kid. You know, he grew up in small town Iowa. He loved sports.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get.
I grew up in Keokuk, Iowa, a town of about 17,000 people down the southeast corner of Iowa. Roger Maris played there. Gordy Coleman came through Keokuk before they got to the minors. And so I used to go out and see them play all the time. And that was the only professional team we had in town. I think you just like sports or you don't like sports. I grew up liking sports. It's just part of my life. I played baseball every day in the summer, basketball every day in the winter. I didn't play football because I was too little. But I guess when I was a kid, I had the scrapbooks like a lot of kids did and put stuff in the scrapbooks.
What started out as a childhood hobby of collecting would lead Jim Chappell to his eternal lifestyle. Jim moved to Kansas City in the late 60s, but it would be nearly two decades of working odd jobs until he decided to start his own business, and it was beautiful.
I opened up as a political and sports bar.
That first day, you had Bill Grigsby, you had Governor Kid Bond, and they're doing the ribbon cutting, and Jim has remained friends with a lot of politicians over the years, and so he has a lot of friends in the political realm, but you know, the sports theme took over and has made this quite a gem.
It's going to be a part-time job, and it got to be my life. The idea was to make it look like it was open for 35 years the day I opened it, so I went through all my scrapbooks, pulled things out, framed them, and then I started going around buying and collecting things, and I got to be a nationally known collector. I go to these national shows and people know me and they call me when they have something good. All I wanted to do was decorate a restaurant, and then it just got out of hand.
Well, if you're a sports enthusiast and you want to go to a museum, I mean literally a museum that has everything about sports, whether it be high school, college, professional, you name the sport, it's Chappell's up north.
Everybody in the memorabilia business knew me, because I bought from them, and they were friends of mine, and they traveled the country, and they always said that mine was the best of all. Somebody else would pick up on it, and Sports Illustrated picked me one of the top 25, and they never were here. All of a sudden, I'm on list of being the top in the country. There was a book came out, it was the top 40 sports bars in the country, and I'm in it, and I never heard or saw about them before.
Well, Jim Chappell's restaurant in North Kansas City is unique. I'd never seen anything like it. And you walk into the place, and I wasn't there too long ago with a friend of mine, and that's where he's looking around, and he said, my goodness, what is this?
Well, I show him the World Series trophy. I got through Charlie Finley. There's more than one World Series trophy, and that's one of four, I think. I like the two Olympic torches. I like the gold glove. I got four or five Babe Ruth autographs in here, some with Lou Gehrig and some by himself, but there's a letter that he was trying to buy a shotgun, and he wrote this letter, and I think he signed it Herman Ruth. I have to check on that. What's good? Oh, give me dinner. Oh, I would do that over. Well, first off, I want to enjoy their meal, because that's what the business I'm in. But the other thing is, I want them to connect with something. Like, I ask everybody where they went to high school. I ask you where you went to high school. And then I try to find that helmet or something to do with where they went to high school or college or something to connect with them.
I never thought that, you know, a Rutgers University helmet would be out here in Big 12 country, but he had it on display right there.
Okay. This, my friend, is your helmet.
Yeah, that's the current helmet.
They
went back to this design. This is a beautiful one.
Yeah, that is. I like that. Yeah, and boy, they have some great teams.
You've got just about every team covered.
There's a really interesting story about the helmets, and that's the first thing you notice when you walk in.
USA Today did a story on the top 50 sports bars in the country. They did one from every state, and they did one from Missouri. But the guy from Glendale, Arizona, he's on the front page holding two helmets. He's on the front page, and he's up there because he said he had 1,000 helmets.
Jim, being as competitive as he is, decided that, you know, he didn't want to be outdone by this guy in Arizona.
I said, I'm getting 1,000 helmets. I took off to get 1,000 helmets that day. And within a week, boom, now I'm up to 300.
I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, El Dorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistaw, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity.
And I call everybody, get a helmet, and I search for helmets. I got all the Division I college helmets. I got all the pro helmets. But the fun helmets are the high school helmets I have from all over the country.
When you look on the ceiling, it's, you know, Jim has made his point that, you know, anything you can do, I can do better.
So anybody asks me how many helmets I have 1,001. That's one more than that guy in Glendale. It started out as a bar and grill, and then it became a restaurant and lounge, and now it's a restaurant and sports museum.